And we are back, Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Lansing's premier polling firm, Epic MRA, out with a new survey today on the level of support Michigan voters have for President Obama and Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney, and how Michiganians feel about the direction the country is heading. To discuss all the latest numbers, I'm joined by Epic MRA President Bernie Porn. Welcome to the program, Bernie.
Glad to be with you.
So if Mitt Romney were facing off against President Obama and the election were tomorrow, who would likely win here in Michigan?
Well, Romney has been leading in our previous polls, but the race has tightened up. He was leading by 4 and 5 points, and now it's down to 2 points. However, in the direct vote, and that's without leaners, you have Obama leading by 3 points, 39 to 36. And with leaners, it's that's where... Romney picks up the lead with 9% leaning toward him and 4% leaning toward Obama, giving him, Romney, the 45 to 43% narrow lead. If the election were held today, I think it would be too close to call. If it had been held a month ago or 2 months ago, I think Romney would have clearly been the winner. And that's surprising, given that things are turning south in Michigan when you look at the voter opinion on the direction of the country. There's been a dramatic change from going from 62% to saying that they think the United States is off on the wrong track to 75%, a 13% increase. That's dramatic.
Now, I do want to ask you, Bernie, when it comes to Romney specifically, you know, it's when you look at the results of the Iowa straw poll and the fact that he's obviously not the only candidate in the race, although he does hold a comfortable lead at this point against his other Republican challengers. At what point do you begin to consider the other candidates as viable challengers to President Obama?
Well, indeed, we will be releasing some numbers that were included in this survey where we asked respondents if they plan to participate in the February 28th presidential primary election. And we asked about all of the candidates and got their name recognition and favorability ratings and then did a match-up, and that will be coming out in a couple of days. However, I can tell you that there is a clumping of support for two and as some would consider three candidates, it may well come a time where we will need to test President Obama versus not only Romney but possibly a Rick Perry or Michelle Bachmann.
How about President Obama's favorability numbers following that very contentious debt ceiling debate? Did that have any impact? Did voters feel that he was in the right?
Well, his numbers did slip some, and I think anyone involved in that what I would call fiasco, there are those that think that one side is right or one side is wrong, but I think a lot of voters say pox on all their houses. But he did slip in personal favorability, and that has been his saving grace for some time, is that people like him more than think that he is doing a good job. And so he went from a 47% tie in terms of favorable and unfavorable ratings in July to a 49 to 45% plurality, giving him an unfavorable rating in terms of their personal feelings toward him this time. However, when you look at his job rating, that's where things became, I think, a little worse for him. He went from 60% negative job rating to 65%, and went from a 36% poor rating to 40% poor. And that's a significant increase in terms of his negative job rating, and is the highest we have recorded for him since his presidency began.
No kidding. So he's bottoming out, and this is a change from a month ago.
That's right, just a month ago. And the other thing that changed dramatically is that we asked voters whether or not they thought that Michigan's economy had already bottomed out and is starting to improve, is at the bottom, but is not getting any better yet, or has not yet bottomed out and is still going to get worse. And in July, 40% said it's starting to improve. 32% said it's at the bottom, not getting any better, and 25% said hasn't bottomed out and will still get worse. That has completely turned around and dropped from the 40% down to 31% saying it's going to improve, with 34% saying it's not getting any better, and 31% up from 25% saying it's going to get worse.
I'm talking to Epic MRA pollster Bernie Porn about the latest survey released. Now, Bernie, these numbers that are showing a real increase in pessimism among Michiganians on where things are going for the country. The poll actually was conducted then during this absolutely crazy week in the stock market. Do you think that likely impacted their response?
That could have had an impact, but I think people are still focusing on the debt ceiling issue, and we will have some numbers coming out on that issue as well in the coming days. And when you look at that number about the economy, it's rather similar between Democrats, Independents, and Republicans. There's not a lot of difference in terms of their opinions on that one issue. There is a difference, though, in terms of the direction of the country.
I see. And I'm guessing then that Republicans have a much harsher view on the country heading in the wrong direction than Democrats do.
Well, just looking here in terms of that question, Democrats think the country is off on the wrong track, 57%, independent voters by a much larger 73%, and Republicans say wrong track by 94%.
So practically all Republicans think we're heading in the wrong direction, and I'm guessing they're pointing the finger at the president.
And that also mirrors his numbers in terms of unfavorable rating among Republicans, his job rating, and also the percentage that are voting for Romney over Obama. So it's all consistent in terms of the direction of the country and their plans on how they're going to vote.
So 94% of Republicans said this. As compared, then a month ago, the number was, I'm guessing, somewhere in the same range then.
It was down at 62%, but Republicans were probably, as I recall, they were still fairly close to that.
I see. And when you look year over year, do you compare the types of numbers we were seeing when it comes to the sense that the country's heading in the wrong direction a year ago as compared to where we are now?
The last time it was this bad was in the whole financial crisis of 2008. As a matter of fact, it was 80% in July of 2008. And those months right before and after, it was in the 75% to 80% range. So we're back in those same ranges in terms of the view about the direction of the country.
I know in other polls you ask respondents about the direction the state is heading. How do those numbers compare to how Michiganians feel about the direction the country is heading?
Well, it is much better for Michigan, and those numbers haven't been released. That's in our next packet. That'll be coming out on Monday. And the reason we waited to release that is we're also releasing on Monday the job rating and favorability ratings for Governor Snyder. Part two of the results will be a matchup between Senator Stabenow and Pete Hoekstra.
I see. So that's very interesting that ultimately Michiganians feel that the Michigan is better off than or heading in a better direction than the country itself is. I guess that's heartening news.
That is completely the opposite of where it has been for most of the last decade.
I see. That almost actually indicates that there, even with all these budget cuts, there is some kind of a positive sense that Republican lawmakers here in the state are taking the state in the right direction, interestingly enough.
Well, when Governor Snyder first came into office, his favorability ratings were very high, and the direction of the state went from in the 80% range, off on the wrong track, to even up. And then more people said the state was heading in the right direction, and now those numbers, because of the budget cuts and dissatisfaction with some of the things that Governor Snyder has done, it is now in the negative range by a majority, but still not near what the numbers are in terms of the direction of the country.
I see. Any big changes in favorability for Snyder or Stabenow, or are they pretty much in the same range they were last time?
The favorability numbers are in the same range for both of them. The job ratings are a little worse for the governor and a tad worse, as I recall, for the senator.
I see. Looking forward to those results. They come out on Monday. Epic MRA President Bernie Porn, thank you very much for joining me.
You're very welcome. Have a good weekend.
You too. And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.